Hi, I'm Kiran Bangalore. I'm a Principal Program Manager in the Windows Universal Store team. Today I'm going to be talking about Promote Your App, new tools to grow audience for your app. Essentially, once you've created your app and you're ready to go submit it in the store, and once you get all that done, you have to go find users. And in general, users mean more money for your app. And to acquire more users, the Dev Center offers a service called Promote Your App that allows you to go create campaigns within the Dev Center. And those campaigns will show on other people's app. You have an option of using either a paid campaign or a free campaign to promote your app. Today, I'll talk about Promote Your App, introduce the service, and talk about two types of ads coming. One's called community ads, and the other's called re-engagement ads. Let me start off with a demo. I'll show you how Promote Your App works. Switching to the Dev Center. So within every app in your Dev Center, under Monetize, you have Promote Your App as your entry point. Essentially, it's a new campaign. The whole app creation process is basically three steps. You can choose to either do a paid campaign, a house campaign, and I'll talk a little bit about community ads later in this video. You have three essential steps. You can either pick an audience that you want to target. We have the country level targeting, pick which devices you want to go to, which operating system, whether you want to go to males, females, or all, and the age groups. You see that we give you some information of the audience reach that you're getting when you pick this segmentation. But also, you could just let Microsoft pick that audience for you, and I'll talk a little bit about how we do this in a slide a little later on. That's your first step. Your second step is pick an ad design. You can show whether your app, the app rating, show whether the app is free. You can pick a tagline. I'm going to say best app ever. If you want to, you can go in and actually customize colors on your app. Like I'm going to pick purple because of my app. Show less. And a budget. And it shows you right there how many impressions you'll get when you actually run this campaign. Hit review. And you're pretty much done. The payment instrument came over from the Dev Center when you had signed up. And confirm, and your ad is up and running. Three simple steps, you're on your way to acquiring more users for your app. Switching back. What we have within the Dev Center, essentially when you picked the auto-targeting, is we have a very good understanding of users of Windows apps, both from their past app install history, their current usage, the app install base of your app, the app selection for ad serving. We look at the recommended apps, so similar apps to your app, or other people who have actually installed apps like yours, and the users of those apps. The users app category-wise install, so if you were a finance app, other finance apps, who's using them. What time of the day people are installing apps, what age, gender, and which location is preferable for your app. We use all these signals to predict whether a particular user is the probability of that user actually installing your app. And essentially, we show this app just to that segment of users as a high probability of actually installing your app. Over the last year, we've collected data, and we've seen that by applying different rules and bringing in these segments, we're able to drop the actual CPI, which is cost per install, down by 60%. Bringing the CPI range somewhere in the range of somewhere between $0.6 to $2. Most of it's under a dollar. So this is if you picked auto targeting when you create your ad campaign, we apply all these rules. Today I'm announcing another exciting way of creating ad campaigns, which we call community ad campaigns. It is another free method in which you can create ad campaigns, no credit card required. And what it is we're building within the Dev Center a little community of developers that will share ads within each other. So you'll give up a little bit of your ad slots, and then you'll get back ads from other people in those ad slots. And as you show ads of other people, you'll earn credits. And these credits can be used to create an ad campaign for your app in others' apps. The sign-up is easy. It's essentially a single click in the Dev Center. And instead of giving an impression per impression exchange, what we have is a method of giving you 1:1 value for what you're showing. So if you were to show an ad in a country of a higher value, you'll earn more credits, and you'll be able to use those credits to get more impressions in other countries. Essentially, this gives you better value for the impressions you're giving away in more expensive countries. We also count at the publisher level. What that means for you as a developer is that you'll be able to earn credits at a publisher level, so across other apps. And when you bring in new apps, you don't have to wait for that app to actually earn credits to use for advertising. Instead, you can use the credits that you earned in the other apps to actually go and spend on the new app for advertising. This is all built on our existing House Ads platform, so it's a natural extension of where we are today. Let me show you Community Ads. So within the Dev Center, if you go to monetize your app, you'll see Community Ads, single check box, and you can actually save it, which automatically gets you bought into the community. And when that happens, we'll start showing ads based on in your app, and you'll start earning credits. You can go to the Promote Your App page under the same menu option, and you'll see an option for Community Ads. You can create the ad exactly the same way that you had created what I showed you for paid ads. One good thing is you get the whole richness of all the segmentation and everything. And you see that you don't have to actually add a credit card because this is actually a free option. You don't get charged for it. This ad will serve based on the credits that you actually earn by showing ads in your app. Furthermore, you'll be able to see reports. This is my dashboard for my performance. You can see that I can see reports where it shows me the requests, fill rate, clicks. This is all the ads that are showing on my ad slot, CTR, number of credits I've earned, and how many credits I've actually spent for campaigns I've created. The campaign level reports are just as the same as I showed you before. So you should be able to go to the campaign level reports and see the campaign reports where we'll show impressions, clicks, and installs. Let me show you a couple of apps that have signed up for the Community Ads program. Here's a Barbie ad. It's showing it's also signed up for the program, and a Don't Tie Up Your White Tiles app. Here, this is another app from the community showing on his app. And here I have a Barbie app, which will show ads from the community as well. So here you see we're receiving community ads coming off from the Community Ads program. I'm announcing today another type of ad campaign called the re-engagement ad campaign. This is where you'll be able to re-engage with the users of your app. The way it works is that you'll be able to go to the Microsoft segmentation tool that's new to the Dev Center. And there you'll be able to create segments for users in your app. And those segments can be used for targeting notifications, doing A/B testing, among other things. But also, you can use the same segments to go ahead and create re-engagement campaigns. The re-engagement ads will show just like every other ad in others' apps. But it'll be targeted to just the users that you picked in your segmentation tool. Once the user gets to click on the ad, you can decide to send the user to either open the app or go to a particular page in the app. The idea here is, let's say, you had a game and you've had these users that churned out to the game, that they haven't come back to your game in some time. You would go to the segmentation UI, you would create a segment of all those users that haven't come to your apps, let's say in the last week or last month, then come and create a campaign for them and say, hey, come back and play the game. We'll give you a few coins, we'll give you a few chips, we'll give you a level up. All those kind of scenarios are enabled by this scenario. So if I go into the Dev Center again, I have the customers UI, which is showing up as customer groups. I've created two new segments for this particular app, which was for Desi Movies. These are all the users that churned out in March. I also have all the users that all the new users that have first used the app in the last couple of days. And if I go to the campaign setup, just like a regular paid campaign, I can create, go into manual targeting. You see those segments have shown up here where I can pick those segments, set it up for just a particular, further refine the segment here, say, hey, I want all the March churned out users, but male and 18-24 only, and create the campaign for just that set of users, hit save and go. We also provide you the option of picking the Microsoft recommended segments. this is not a segment you would pick, go and create in the Segments UI. This is a segment we've particularly picked for you by looking at all the other signals I talked about earlier in this presentation, essentially bringing the best user set for your app, and then you can further refine them down with, you know, particular targeting if you wanted to, and go ahead and save the campaign. The campaign will be up and running. Some calls to action. Try out Promote Your App if you haven't already. It's one tool that we provide you from the Dev Center to go acquire new users. Sign up for community ads. It's free, and it'll allow you to actually kickstart your user acquisition much faster. Watch out for the Segments UI and the retargeting ads to show up in the next couple of months. And essentially, remember, it's just a simple three-step process to go create an ad and start monetizing. Thank you.